Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Rust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Think up that happiest thought. And follow me, Head Lost Boy Jeremy, the Spider-Pan, to Neverland one more time. Well, I said that almost like it's the last time. This is not the last time, but come with me again into Neverland. I've got something kind of special for you this week. Coming up this Friday, August 23rd, will mark the 10-year anniversary of my first and only time walking into Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. And I've got a lot of audio. I'm going to just share some audio with you this week. I thought that would be kind of fun to kind of commemorate it that, yes, I've only been there one time. But as I discussed it even today with Lost Boy Philip, he says that was quite a life-changing event for you. And I suppose it was, because it was soon after that I was listening to Disney podcast. Soon after that I started this show. Soon after that I went back to school. After some time at school, I'm now working in radio, and I would really like to go back and visit a Disney park, but I'm still broke, so I'm not going to be going for a while. But if you'd like to help to keep this show going, Patreon is a very important and wonderful way for you to do that. Also, you can leave reviews for us on iTunes to draw more people. Share the show with other people, because if you're enjoying this show, your friends will probably enjoy it as well. There's some other bits of things to mention, like the animator of Roger Rabbit has passed away, and also Super 7 at PowerCon over the weekend revealed some new Thundercats figures that they're going to be releasing soon, also some new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures they're going to be releasing soon that are very, very cool if you're into that sort of a thing. But the less time I spend talking about stuff, the more time I have to share some audio and maybe share a little bit of my nostalgia and memories of going 10 years ago. But the very first thing, though, that I remember happening when I walked into the park is a parade. Let me share that audio with you. It's great. We came in and there's a show. Thank you.
close my eyes, I can't see. Just believe.
Not bad for our first walking in the door. We're going into Adventureland. Well, here's Josh going into Adventureland. All right. We're going under the Swiss Family Treehouse. We have no idea what it is, but we're going. Oh, cool. This might be just a thing to go and get onto or something, I suppose. Either way, that's pretty freaking cool. The kitchen. For some reason, people have been throwing coins on the bed. Oh, glass, you can't see. A little desk and a mirror. Oh, you can see the castle in the distance. With the added bonus of your phone ringing. Much better view of the kitchen here. The Swiss Family Robinson Hut treehouse, which basically is just a big walkthrough, no ride. That's okay, it's really freaking cool. Okay, there's Camel Head, will spit water on you as you walk by, apparently. We are actually in Agrabah. There it is. Wait a minute, and that's a sign right there? There it is. Oh, there it's showing up. The Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a pirate show going on over here. There's a waterfall over there.
You don't seem like the usual sort attracted to the lure of this dark provision. But perhaps I'll misjudge you. Do you seek adventure?
Yeah.
The cat and mouse, do you seek adventure? Aye. Do you seek a reputation as someone to be reckoned with? Do you seek treasure beyond your wildest dreams?
Woohoo!
Well, it don't come easy. Savvy?
Six bottles of rum.
Yeah.
Sergeant, for rum. It be gold I'm after.
The key.
Strike your colors, you razor.
Good eyes. To see the look on Captain Jack's face. When the ears turn to me, what's got the goods? Keep still. I'm studying me map. Oh, it's the treasure map for sure, and no mistake. And by thunder, that scoundrel Captain Jack Sparrow will never lay eyes on it. Nor be scared to out here.
Raise a toast to all of my many shipmates lost at sea.
We're going to take a jungle cruise on one of these boats.
Wildebeest, giraffes, look at all the 71 koalas out there. Zebras, vultures, lions, only the fittest survive. And don't worry about that zebra there. The lions are zebras. Just about Sunday.
Oh, no.
Now, rhinos weigh 2.5 tons and they can run as fast as a horse. We tried to share that with our safari group, but they didn't listen. Sorry.
Actually, I believe that's, I can't see the name in Burma. If my wife, a biologist, was here, she'd tell you. Thank you.
Anybody like crocodiles? The big one is smiling.
The awesome thing is a monkey track.
Not bad. Now, I know it would really be cool to go through the falls, but I've always wanted to go through, but we can't. Gotta go this way. To your right. Everybody lean. Way over. We're gonna get them go way over. Most of the people in the back there must be petrified with fear because we just have the guy in the green shirt we don't want to lose. The Fraser Falls is named after the famous scientist, Dr. Albert Falls. Yes, I remember that for your trivia game. Oh, a plane crash in the middle of the jungle? Oh, that's not good. A native said when this happened that we are coming into hippo land. But he said, don't worry, the hippos won't attack our boat.
No, go on.
Unless their ears are wriggling and they're blowing bubbles. Oh, what have we got here? Two more, you're gonna come in front of them. Oh, we gotta watch these guys here. We're trying to get his lips. 1% chance of getting wet? Hey, we're right here. Yeah. This elephant right here, once in a while, likes to get us wet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we've got to be really careful. We've only been wet once today. I always like to point out some of the great plants that we like here in the jungle. Like, I like this plant. That's a wonderful plant. This is a gorgeous one. And then the tall green ones that run across the back. Any questions on the great plants?
What are they called?
Greener and greenest.
Okay.
And they're old. You know, they've been here since 1971. Chief Nami is our head salesperson here. He said business has been shrinking.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 yen for the price of yours. Any takers today?
No.
No takers. Sorry, Chief. And guess what? That ends our ride. Oh, you know, that 10 minutes goes by way too fast, doesn't it?
See anything really. Maybe we should have stuck around when we had it before. Well, that's just a sample of what we did in the Magic Kingdom. We did come back for a few night visits during the weekend. Well, it was more of like, I think we got there on a Sunday, and we stayed a few days, mainly into the week, if I remember correctly. But I don't really have any good audio of the Haunted Mansion. I'm taking this audio from the video that I filmed, and I didn't film inside the Haunted Mansion because I had seen video previously on YouTube where it was really just too dark. And what I did also do is I had noticed when I got on the Haunted Mansion, I was so used to just hearing the audio that I really wanted the experience of just the audio. And I got in there into the stretching room and everybody's talking, and I was surprised by that. And then when I got to my video and I got this, I could barely hear the ghost toast all through the talking, so I tried to redo the audio. So you don't really get a fresh park sound for what's going on in there, so I don't really have a good audio there, and I didn't have enough video or battery power to get through all of the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's actually what you heard there of Pirates of the Caribbean was taken at two different times, and I've edited it together on the video that I have, because I've created a DVD with this, and I have photo slideshows that I put together for my trip on this DVD, which I haven't sat and watched, but I do have a few attractions that I just filmed the entire thing of, like you just heard the Jungle Cruise, and of course that parade. There's a few other little bits of me just kind of walking down Main Street, but I remember just enjoying everything, just taking it all in, and getting my first look at the castle on Main Street, and even going up the Swiss Family Treehouse, and I was just super excited, and I sound kind of like an idiot talking about stuff when I go up into the Swiss Family Treehouse, and I don't know what anything is. I knew nothing going in there other than I was a fan of the Haunted Mansion already because I had that cassette tape of the Ron Howard little adventure that they had, you know, with Peter Renaday as the ghost host. I'd had that, and I played a lot of that tape, and then I'd also looked at the Doom Buggies website, so I was familiar at least with the Haunted Mansion before I even went in there, and I was super excited to get on it, and it was different than what I thought it, because I hadn't heard about the updates where they had the staircases all altered, and the bride had been altered into the hatchet killer, Black Widow, so it was a little different from what I had expected, and it went by so fast. I really wanted that thing to just slow down, so I got an opportunity to look at everything. So we had, of course, ride it multiple times because it goes by so fast. But anyways, on our second day, and I did stay, by the way, at the Pop Century. We stayed in the 1960s building. I remember having a picture next to the wall. I think it might have been a Jungle Book. But it was some film from the 60s. But I remember staying at Pop Century. But the second day, we went over to the Disney Hollywood Studios.
Welcome to the Jedi Training Academy.
Oh, cool. Maybe I gotta check this out. Cool, we gotta watch this.
Who here would like to become a Jedi Knight?
Woo-hoo.
Who thinks they have what it takes to become a Jedi? I see the Force is strong with so many of you. You young lady in the black shirt and robe, you will be number one. Leave your weapon with your parental unit. My Talon will hand you a robe to put on and show you where to stand. So you may wear your own, young lady. Who else would like to be a Jedi? That young man in the striped shirt with a big smile. Find your way to the training circle. Who else would like to be a Jedi? Young man in the yellow.
Well, me.
Departing Angel passenger, Mr. Approach, please see the Star Tours agent at gate number 3. Mr. Morrow is returned tomorrow. Please check the Star Tours agent at gate number 4.
Looks like we catch the sun right there. You can walk in. There you are. You are in indoor.
Awesome. My name is Michelle Wakeman. I'm the cast director for the shoot today, and part of my job is casting in extras. Extras play very important part in our scenes because they make the scenes come to life. And right now, I'm looking for some talented extras like you. Who wants to help me out being the filter today? Raise your hand high. Now, you must be at least 18 years or older. Sorry, kids. And my first three extras need to be some loud people. Words to start off every film shoot. You ready? Here we go.
stays on Indiana Jones and never loses that hat, right?
That's right.
Right, go on?
Yes, sir.
Come on down. The shot, Ryan?
We got it, Bob.
We got the shot. All right, John, you deal. 5 minutes. Let's go. In movies such as Raiders of the Lost Ark, what you're going to see today is how stunt work on a second unit is actually created. First, though, I do want you to meet somebody. Hey, boss?
Yes, John?
Can I borrow Matt for just a second?
Take 2 minutes, all right, too.
I'll get it back in 90 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our Harrison Ford stunt doubles. Please give it up for Mr. Matt Brackman!
Yay! Woo!
Thank you. Matt, nice work. Look great, as always. Now, Iron Temple classic scene, Matt. Yeah. Lots of stuff going on up there. I want you to tell everybody how you pull it off. It's not going to be very helpful, Matt. Now, come on, admit it, you had me kind of scared up there.
Crazy, folks, that boulder is unbelievably heavy. It actually takes 20 of our guys just to roll that thing up there.
Yeah, there are 18 guys inside of the ball. That's kind of an odd way to do it.
Yeah, right. You got me. It's not a real boulder. Folks, trust me. No cotton
though
either.
No, in fact, it takes over 400 pounds of rubber to make that thing roll properly, with 400 pounds of anything going to do a little damage.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a certain amount of risk and danger involved in all the stunts we do here. Now, if I had really trust that stunt team that was watching my back, I never would have done it. It's actually all about teamwork.
Yes, well, the team needs you to get back to work. Thanks for helping us. We greatly appreciate it. That goes into making those stunts work. Hey, Michelle?
Yeah, they're all ready.
Oh, yes, already? And now, you guys remember Michelle, our casting director. Oh, here they are. Fresh from wardrobe. How about a round of applause for your audience extra?
Yay.
Hey, you guys look fabulous. Wow. You know what? Not everybody can pull this look off. You guys are making it work, though, huh? I have seen some things. All right, extras. Now, as Michelle probably told you, you're going to be in our Cairo scene in a couple of minutes before we get to Cairo. So what I'd like to do, run you through a quick rehearsal just to get you warmed up for the big scene. Now, we're going to start out simple. When I say action, I want you guys to act like a crowd. Ready? Action! Act like a crowd! Act like a crowd! Act like a better crowd! Okay. Cut! Wow, look, it's a nerd convention in Bed Bath & Beyond, everyone. Okay, that didn't go as well as I thought. Let's try this again. This time, what I'll do is I'll throw some things out quickly. Just do what I tell you, and in theory, we all get out of here unscathed. All right, answers, here we go. Ready? Act happy. Yay! Happy, jolly, happy, love, happy, happy. Cut! Act angry. Oh, we're not angry. Could be any more angry about it. Cut! Act terrified. Whoa, the dingo ate my baby. Cut! Act confused. Nobody's acting. All right, guys, let's try something physical. Act like you're dancing on hot coals. Hot, very hot, very hot, very hot. Now, spin around. Look up. Look down. Look at me. Lean to your right. Want to go through that last one again? Everybody okay? Now, all right. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Looks like you're having a good time. Sure you're having fun? A lot of fun. Good. I'll bring that to an end. Come down here. You can use the room. Stay this side of the wall. You want to flail around. Whatever you need to get into it, that's cool. When you actually fall down and die, if you can do it back towards center, just so everybody can see it, that'd be greatly appreciated. Okay. Yeah. Oh, also, Dave, be aware, this is not Disney magic. Concrete. Nice, softly. Extras, you have to react to the death of Dave, so I need you guys to pretend that Dave's your best friend you've known and loved your entire life, as opposed to some guy from England you just met and can't wait to get away from. Okay? Very nice. All right, Dave, put a knife in your hand, my friend. When I say action, come at me slowly like you're stalking me. All right? Here we go. And action. Look at Dave. Ooh, murderous look in his eyes, slow motion stalking. Interesting choice. All right, works for me. Here's Dave sneaking up on me. I got my gun out and finally... Ow! Dave's red shot, but he's a tough guy. He stays on his feet. Oh, tell mother I love her. Oh, the human build dramatic tension. I think we could put a commercial in the middle of that. That was outstanding work. Follow direction, good acting. You know what, Dave? There's a future for you in movies. Selling popcorn. Kidding! Thank you for your help. Greatly appreciate it. Guys, I want to introduce your co-stars for the big Cairo scene. Of course, remember our Harrison Ford stunt double, Mr. Pat Rockman!
Yay!
And our Karen Allen stunt double, the lovely and talented crowd in the Cairo marketplace. You're doing things people do. Marketplace, shrine, selling, haggling, marketing, whatever. Unbeknownst to Indy and Marion, there are bad guys sneaking up to attack them. You have to react to that. So extras rehearsal can be very concerned. Ooh. Okay, that was horrible. Guys, come on! It's Indiana Jones. He's about to be attacked. Perhaps he'll be killed. Ooh. That's moderately better. This side of the audience, we're going to help him out. Give me the video!
Thank you. Don't move, okay? All right, now, in a fire team, take We're a lot of extras. Yeah, Michelle's guarding them there. Help this gentleman up. Get him on his feet. Mary Beth.
Excuse me. Sir! Sir! Sir!
Indy and Marion are trying to escape an enemy camp somewhere in the North African desert. There it is behind me. Rich, come on up here. This is where Indy comes face to face with an iron-fisted mechanic played by our stunt actor. This is Rich Dietrich.
Hey!
Rich, yes. Explain our guest the difference between a stunt actor like yourself and stunt doubles like Matt and Mary does. Help
sure.
Out,
well, I see, as a stunt actor, I should be playing the part of the German mechanic throughout the next scene, which means I'm going to double for me because I do all my own stunts.
That's right, Rich. But as a stunt double, it's my job to make you believe that I'm Harrison Ford.
And that I'm Karen Allen.
Right. See, some stars like Harrison Ford do a lot of their own stunts, but sometimes the risk of injury is just too great. Now, the big star we have done, we plan to shut down this entire production, but if Harrison and I do our jobs correctly, even our best friends have a hard time telling us apart.
Guys, let's talk over a change, I'll make you please.
Hey, Matt, you know the difference is between you and Harrison Ford? No, it's $20 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that. All right. Mary Beth, here we go. Gun on the hill there is Jared. He's going to fire down on you. I'm going to do everything we did in rehearsal 7-1. Now use your machine gun on the first revolution. The first time around, pull the trigger, take him out.
Okay?
Guys, I don't have to remind you how much firepower we're dealing out here. Stay sharp. Hit those marks. Be careful, all of you. John Collett. Places. We're in places, everyone. All right, folks, this last scene is the culmination of all the effects that you've seen so far. And one thing is certain here. What you're about to watch would not be possible without the collective effort of the entire cast and the crew working together as a team to get the shot and create what we like to call here on the Indiana Jones set a little bit of movie magic. Right, guys? All right, let's do it. Lock it down, Johnny.
Final places, everyone. Ready on the hill, Jared?
Next, ready, Tony?
Ready to go.
Cameras ready, Ryan?
Yes.
Quiet on the set, please.
Quiet, please.
Roll cameras.
We are rolling. And speed.
Comma 63, Charlie, desert flight. Take one, Mark.
Playback.
And action.
Please.
Well, that's all the time for I have for sharing some audio. I have more from Hollywood Studios. I tried to select bits where I hadn't added music to the video because you don't capture the natural sounds of the park when I do that. But I was not aware of that sort of a thing. You know, I had never listened to Window of the Magic at the time. So I guess I would have appreciated just hearing the sounds of the park. Now I would appreciate it at the time, though. When I was putting it together, I was still, you know, I'm still a newbie at that at the time. But I mean, that was, you know, 10 years ago. I'm very different now. So... but I have even more audio from like Animal Kingdom, a little bit of audio from Epcot. We didn't do a lot in Epcot, which I think I've stated before. But there is more audio, and I didn't share the great moments or the not great moments, Mr. Lincoln, but you know the presidents, the Hall of Presidents. I didn't share that audio. I've previously shared it, but there is some audio I didn't use. I have more audio. If you would like me to play it at some time, hey, drop us a line, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. You can even give a call on our voicemail. The phone number is on the website. I don't have it memorized, but of course, we'll be saying it. You'll hear it all at the end of the show with the sounder I usually use at the end of the show. But if you'd like to hear more, let us know. But right now, I'm expecting next week, the D23 Expo is going on next weekend. Eric is going to be, he's currently in Walt Disney World, but he's going to be going to Galaxy's Edge, and he's going to try to get some audio for us, and we'll probably share some of that next week as we talk to him about his experience in the Walt Disney World version of Galaxy's Edge. So that's what we're expecting next week, that and, of course, some D23 information, whatever we learn. But if you want to hear more of my audio from my one and only trip, and I hope it sounded pretty good. It all came off of a video camera with a pretty good setup. So I hope you enjoyed that, and come back next week. We'll have some more fun. But like I said, let me know if you want to hear some more, because I do have some other bits that I could probably share. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yay!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.